Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, thank you for joining us. I'm going to go ahead and start taking some of your phone calls. Then I want to make some major announcements here on the show and also get into the whole socialist healthcare situation. I'm also going to play some clips from Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement near the end of the show that I think are very, very important. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Canada. James, thanks for holding. I appreciate you coming on the show today. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Calling from Calgary, Alberta, with 9/11 Truth here in Calgary. And I don't know, I just want to bring up a controversial issue, I guess, that seems to, I don't know, I've not sure if you've ever interviewed this guy. His name is Dr. Peter Duisberg.
I think I have interviewed Duisberg. He says HIV doesn't cause AIDS, and that HIV is actually a cover for other soft kill weapons and the AIDS drugs themselves. And there's some truth to that, but I've interviewed many times Dr. Stan Monteith, medical doctor, and what the studies show is that it is meant to kill Africans or people of African descent. Okay, Anglo, especially Northern Europeans, Germans, and North don't even have the coupler points on their white blood cells. They basically can't even get the HIV unless they get like a massive blood transfusion of solid. But if a black person comes in contact with just a few viruses, they're deader than a hammer.
Oh, that's interesting too. I don't know, because it seems like Duisberg's film that I watched, it talks about how the AZT, basically the drugs that they give you after you are
the AZT turns off your immune system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just destroys your body from the inside out pretty much. And so I don't know, I've just wanted to find out.
Well, see, that's the only way to kill
that.
Somebody. You tell them, oh, you're HIV positive, and you give them a drug that kills them. And you notice Magic Johnson, all these people are alive 15 years later, and they'll come out and make weird statements like, I've been cured. And that's because they do have cures for it. Sir, I appreciate your call, but let me just say this here. We have the government documents. We've gone over them here on air. They did develop autoimmune soft kill weapons, autoimmune viruses that kill people slowly and in a degenerative fashion. And that's what HIV is. And you can Google Nobel Prize winner says HIV AIDS manufactured. In fact, let's do that. We never do that anymore. Nobel Prize winner says HIV is man-made. Or HIV. South Africa has declassified a giant race-specific bioweapons program. Dick Cheney, in the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, said they've launched a race-specific bioweapons campaign. The Human Genome Project is meant to track different racial traits to specifically get samples to produce race-specific bioweapons. Almost 37 years ago, a planetary initiative was launched secretly by the United Nations, now declassified in the last 5 years, even been in the Austin American Statesman, where blood is taken from all babies at birth in the Western world, New Zealand, Australia, Europe, Canada, England, the United States, and it's put in a giant globalist database. They have databases, different regions. I think six or is it seven states are held by the University of Texas at San Antonio. And that's who holds the blood samples on you. They can develop a race weapon just for you. It's so sick. I mean, this is insane. Why am I even having to be on air? Why the hell don't you people find out I just told you the truth, get pissed off about it, and do something? What the hell's your problem? What's your major malfunction? I know, though. You got to go to the football and baseball game and only care about that, and I'm a kook. I know. None of it's true. They're not setting up global taxes. There's no New World Order. The illusion created.
As you already know, drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look, it's very, very simple. If you will just spend an hour online at government websites, university websites, researching the history of government experimentation on populations, any captive population, Native Americans, South Pacificers, Aborigines in Australia, again, foster children, orphanage kids, troops, U.S. troops, but the Russians did it, the Germans did it, the U.S. does it, the French do it. I mean, they had thousands of tests, the U.S. did, where they would march U.S. soldiers in under Project Shad and other programs and nerve gas them to death. And that the Army did that to test and see if they could get enough doctors to promote into higher levels of race-specific weapons to see if they had warped logic, Machiavellian logic of end justifies the means, and that they would go along with that to create the larger cadres. I mean, how do you read tens of thousands of different cities sprayed with radiation, school kids sprayed with anthrax? I mean, how do you know this, and then anthrax gets mailed out, and it's a U.S. government strain, and enemies of the White House get sent it, and we're like, oh, no, the government's not involved in that. Then it turns out the whole White House is on the anthrax-fighting antibiotic Cipro 32 days before it pops up, right at the time it was mailed out. Source on that's Associated Press. I mean, when they write textbooks like Eco Science about how they're poisoning the water to sterilize us, and then the New Republic and Salon magazine, amongst others, write hit pieces saying, I'm insane and believe that the White House science czar called for drug in the water, I scanned the thing in. It's been in the Associated Press after we broke it. I mean, it's in the mainstream news, you jackasses. I don't have time to play games with you anymore. You stupid people out there, if you love your family, you better get your heads out of the ground and start learning. I'm tired of watching this stuff go on. Look at this. Look at this. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can see it. Flu shots defended, but growing number of elderly refusing vaccine. This is out of the Houston News, out of the Houston Post. And smart listeners are going, wait a minute, the Houston Post has been closed for years. That's right. This is from October 15th, 1976. I was wondering why I got confused when I got mailed this. The one behind it's the Houston Post from Kent State. They sent me that, too. I was going, why does it say 1970? And then in this page of the Houston Post, it says Friday, October 15th, 1976. Flu shots defended, but growing number of elderly refusing vaccine. Houston health officials have faced Thursday night with more physician cancellations for swine flu vaccine, and a growing number of elderly persons refusing to take the shots. But the Texas Department of Health Resources announced earlier in Austin the statewide swine influenza program would resume Monday. It had been suspended following the deaths of several persons who've been given the vaccine. Federal scientists ruled out the vaccine as the cause of the deaths. But then by 1978, the government had to admit that the swine flu shot did kill people. So here is a blast from the past. And meanwhile, the new shots are killing people again, and it's on the insert. It's on the printout that it's got mercury, and that it's got adjuvants, and that it's got aluminum, and that it's got interleukin-2, and that it can cause Guillain-Barré and other neurological disorders that can paralyze you or make you be an epileptic. I mean, I've posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the inserts, and people don't want to believe it. They go, no, I'm not going to read the insert. It's a conspiracy theory. I'm going to take the shot. There is no such thing as a drug insert. I will not read it. I will not go down to Walgreens and ask to see the insert. I will just take it because there's no such thing as a conspiracy. But the balloon family with the balloon hoax in Colorado, they're being charged with conspiracy. I was on the treadmill today jogging at the gym after lifting weights, and they're listening to the police chief out there in that town saying we're going to charge them with conspiracy. With conspiracy. And they may even charge the kids with conspiracy. But governments, they don't conspire. All right, let's go to calls here. Chris in Florida, then Victoria, George, Steve, and others. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Alex. Thanks, God. I thank God for you being there. And you're talking about the Duffy strain-specific version of HIV that 90% of Saharan Africans had, causing them to be 40% more likely to contract HIV. And when it comes to Obama back on talking to the school kids back on September 8th, he was encouraging them to work harder and find a cure for HIV and cancer and become better inventors and innovators. And yet there's the late Dr. Boyd Graves, I know you're aware of, who happened to be black, and he wrote to then candidate Obama in November of 2008 regarding the synthetic nature of HIV as a race-specific biological weapon, and mentioned the Duffy gene-specific strain. And he also brings up the single injection HIV cure, Tetrasil, that's patent 5676977. And
I'll tell you what else is amazing, and that's that. Oh, it doesn't matter. I was just thinking about how evil it is. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely, because you can't expect Obama to keep his word if he's telling us that it's not going to be mandatory vaccinations. You know, you can count on it being the opposite. But late Dr. Boyd Graves wrote to Obama well before he made this speech on September 8th to the school kids. And, of course, you mentioned all the propaganda that we're already paying for. For those who want to do a bit more research, you know about Leonard Horowitz's emerging viruses on the synthetic nature of HIV. There's Ed Hooper's The River, Hillary Johnson's Osler's Web, Professor Donald Scott's Journal of Degenerative Diseases, Volume 5.
Absolutely. I've got to jump. I know they're getting ready to try to force a new HIV vaccine on people. And it's killed a lot of people in trials. For people that don't believe me, just Google polio vaccine causes polio. Associated Press, like 2 months ago, admitted it's killing people with a weaponized form of super deadly polio that the UN is giving. And they go, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with the vaccines. Polio virus spreads in Nigeria, CBS News. And then it goes on to admit that it's caused by the vaccine. Yeah, it says it's caused by the vaccine used to fight it. CBS News, second paragraph, mutant polio virus spreads in Nigeria. And then as a minor footnote, they just add, oh, by the way, it was from the vaccine. Mutant, super, and notice those kids. Show them again on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're simulcasting on the radio here. Look at that. Notice how they're giving them the liquid vaccine. That's the one chock full of cancer viruses. You know, I've got a pediatrician here in town for my children who's got one of the biggest practices in town. I'll just leave it at that. And he'll do vaccine free if you want. And he pulled me aside one day when my son was in there about two getting a yearly checkup, and he said, don't quote me on air, but, you know, doctors volunteer a few times a year for clinics, we're supposed to. And a few years ago, I was in Austin at one of these vaccine clinics for kids, and we were giving the 1970s live SV40 polio oral vaccine to the kids that's illegal inside the U.S. And I knew it was illegal. And he said, well, what do you think that was about, Alex? And every dose of that's got live cancer virus that will probably kill you in it, and that's admitted. But look at these kids getting live polio, wounding them or killing them. They'll be in wheelchairs the rest of their lives. CBS News. Don't you dare say I'm a conspiracy theorist out there. Okay? I know what I'm talking about. We'll be right back.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Muse, Uprising, one of the number one songs in the nation. They're big fans of this show. Crank it up. Listen to that, and I get a little bit down sometimes. They will not control us. We will be victorious against the New World Order. On the weekday show, I'm going to talk more about this, but I want to get a few calls in right now, and I really appreciate everybody holding. I'm not really depressed. I'm just more reflective today and upset about what's happening. Because I might have doubted myself 12 years ago on the air about world government, even though I had all the government documents. When people laughed at me, I would kind of doubt. There's no doubting now. It's all out in the open. I mean, I remember reading UN documents about how they wanted to kill the majority of us, and I felt crazy reading it on air. But that's what they're doing. Charlie Sheen 911 contest, win $14,000 and spread the truth virally. You can do it any way you want. Go to 20minuteswiththepresident.com. There's a big banner up on Infowars.com. You've got until Sunday, November 15th, to get an email to us. Then that next Thursday, the 19th, I will announce on the weekday radio show the winner. $14,000, and you'll be on the radio with Charlie Sheen. It's the 20 bullet points we wrote up together that he would like President Obama to address. Obviously, Obama's not going to address them. It's about getting the 20 bullet points out to the public, like six of the 10 9/11 commission members saying it's all a cover-up and a lie. Mr. Farmer, the head lawyer, coming out and saying inside job, basically. The public doesn't know about this, so that's why Charlie did what he did. $14,000. You can make a YouTube video with actors, with people as if an interview with the president. Doesn't have to be the whole script, or it could be with video clips, with audio, reading the text. It's whatever Charlie thinks is the best, $14,000 for first place prize. Get on it. Get involved. Go find out the contest rules. It's very easy. And we all win by getting the truth out about 9/11. Millions and millions of people will see the hundreds of videos that get made. I mean, Charlie's message to the president's been seen over a couple million times that I know of. A little video we put together. So get involved, win 14 grand. That's a big prize, folks. Second place is 1,000, third place is 500. Okay. I also want to play the new radio ad for Fall the Republic, my most important film ever. Comes out next Wednesday at PrisonPlanet.tv and on DVD. It's not even pre-ordering now. Just order it at Infowars.com. We start shipping these suckers out Tuesday. People will be getting them in the mail Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is my most powerful film yet. It covers the master plan, who the globalists are, what they're doing, and how to stop them. Here is, for the first time, the first official radio ad for Fall the Republic. Here it is.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
That's right, FallTheRepublic.com, Infowars.com, or 888-253-3139 to call and get a copy. Start your engines, folks. I want you to get DVD burners. I want you at the universities and colleges and high schools and churches. Give them to everybody. The Obama deception has sent shockwaves across the world. Mainstream media has admitted it's been seen tens of millions of times online. It has been a devastator to the New World Order. Fall of the Republic could save the Republic, but that's up to you. I have forged this weapon of truth. It's powerful, it's slick, it's info-packed, it shows you who the enemy is. I'm giving you the ball in a handoff right now. Boom, slamming it right into your hands. Are you going to run down the enemy? That is up to you. Death by a million cuts. Get it? Burn copies of the DVD and hit them hard with it. Come on! If I could just get the UT fans in Austin alone, the UT cult, every person in a restaurant wearing bird orange last night, to just, on their hearts, wear the Constitution, just a little bit, care about America a little bit, instead of their fake manhood, their fake tribal identity. See, I'm not against the sports folks. I know they've taken your normal identity as a human defending freedom and put it onto simulations of warfare. I've read the psychological warfare manuals. I understand how you had your manhood expropriated away and put onto that. You have to defend America, your family, your children. A man doesn't just take his son to a baseball game. A man has to know about his rights and stand up against foreign banks. If you lay down to corruption, it will come into your country and it will completely take over your society. Period. This isn't a game, people. You've got to get your priorities straight. The good news is you're going to get hurt so bad by the New World Order that down the road you're going to listen. You're laughing your butt off right now. You're not going to be laughing down the road. Mark my words. Now, that's bad news that it's going to happen. But at least it's good news that you were told the truth and will recognize it later. Let's talk to Victoria in Virginia. Victoria, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being an awesome freedom fighter, Alex. We all love you. I wanted to find out, have you heard anything about the female in Wyoming? Because I know you busted the one in Montana and got criminals kicked out. What about the one in Wyoming?
Well, there are private prison camps everywhere run by shadowy mercenary organizations. At first, I thought it was some foreign merc takeover, because they said it was, with foreign police policing the town and running a bizarre FEMA camp in Hardin, Montana. That made national news after we went there. It got a lot of attention thanks to the listeners spreading the word. Now they're in the news in the AP. Headline today, got to pull it out. It says, felon to still take over town. They don't care if he's a felon. It says that this foreign Serb is still going to set up a SWAT team training center there. And so then I started thinking it was just a scam. So just Google American Police Force. You'll see the AP article from today. But now he's got all these other felons working with him and former Secret Service people and others. And, yeah, you mentioned Montana and now Wyoming with another group. It's just getting crazier and crazier.
Oh, my God. I wasn't aware of that. And I wanted to let you know that I talked to a friend of mine in Miss Virginia, one of her friends in the neighborhood, took that H1N1 and died 2 days later. Died in 2 days. And then I look up on MSNBC.
We're out of time, ma'am. Hold on.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
None of this may succeed this time, but this to me is sort of the outline by which someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Where does this mindset come from? Why do the elites kill the largest masses of people when no one is resisting them, when they've already attained total control? What ideology drives the elite psychopath? Since Plato's time, 2,400 years ago, state planners have openly proclaimed their desire to control every detail of the commoner's life. From breeding programs to mass extermination of undesirables, the dark dream has continued on for millennia. The scientific rationale for tyranny has always been attractive to elites because it creates a convenient excuse for treating their fellow man as lower than animals. Robert Thomas Malthus, famous for saying that a mass food collapse would be helpful because it would wipe out the poor. His fictional scenario would later be called a Malthusian catastrophe. Malthus is important because his ideas led to the rise of a new scientific field that would dominate the course of human history for the next 200-plus years. Charles Darwin, an admirer of the Malthusian catastrophe model, developed the theory of evolution, its chief tenet being the survival of the fittest. With the help of T.H. Huxley, known as Darwin's bulldog for his strong support of Darwin's theories, Darwin's theories were pushed into wide acceptance among key scientific circles throughout England and then the world. Darwin's cousin, Francis Galton, credited as the father of eugenics, saw an opportunity to advance mankind by taking the reins of Darwin's evolution theory and applied social principles to develop social Darwinism. The families, Darwin, Galton, Huxley, and Wedgwood, were so obsessed with their new social design theory that they pledged their families would only breed with each other. They falsely predicted that within only a few generations, they would produce supermen. The emerging pseudoscience was only codifying the practice of inbreeding, already popular within elites for millennia. The four families experiment was a disaster. Within only two generations of inbreeding, close to 90% of their offspring either died at birth or were seriously mentally or physically handicapped. The moneyed class of the planet, and particularly the royal families of the world, who were already obsessed with breeding and filled with a predatory disdain for the underclass, seized on the new science and began aggressively enforcing its aims worldwide. Biometrics appears to be a new science, but it was actually developed by Galton back in the 1870s as a way to track racial traits and genetic histories, and as a way to decide who would be licensed to breed. In 1904, the Cold Springs Harbor Research Facility was started in the United States by eugenicist Charles Davenport with the funding of prominent robber barons Carnegie, Rockefeller, and Harriman. In 1907, the first sterilization laws were passed in the United States. Citizens with mild deformities or low test scores on their report cards were arrested and forcibly sterilized.
You're 17, aren't you, Alice?
Yes, but what have you done with my folks?
Well, we're trying to help them, Alice, and you too. They were taken to the hospital this afternoon.
Hospital? Wasn't none of them sick this morning?
We thought it necessary to present your family's case to the state medical commission. Not to an examination, they decided there was but one important action to take. To have your entire family sterilized.
Well, what's that?
I don't know what you're talking about. Now, in this state, we have a law which provides for such people to have an operation so there won't be any more children.
I see.
Now, we placed your brothers in institutions where they'll be properly cared for. But you can go back to your job soon. I'll arrange to have it held open for you.
But I'm keeping my job. I'm not going anywhere.
Now, you're going to the hospital too, Alice.
And you mean they're going to stop me from having children ever?
Exactly.
I'm all right, I tell you. I won't go to any hospital.
We don't want any trouble with you, young woman. If you refuse to go, the officer here will take you by force.
In 1910, the U.S. Eugenics Record Office was set up. By then, the British had created the first network of social workers, expressly to serve as spies and enforcers of the eugenics race cult that was rapidly taking control of Western society. The social workers would decide who would have their children taken away, who would be sterilized, and in some cases, who would be quietly murdered. In 1911, the Rockefeller family exports eugenics to Germany by bankrolling the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, which later would form a central pillar in the Third Reich. At the 1912 International Eugenics Conference in London, eugenics becomes an international craze and gains superstar status. The futurist and best-selling sci-fi author H.G. Wells had studied biology under top eugenicists and was spreading the new faith worldwide. In 1916, H.G. Wells' lover, Margaret Sanger, starts her promotion of eugenics in the United States. In 1923, Sanger receives massive funding from the Rockefeller family. Sanger wrote to fellow eugenicist Clarence J. Gamble that black leaders would need to be recruited to act as front men in sterilization programs directed against black communities. In 1924, Hitler pens Mein Kampf, or My Struggle, and credits U.S. eugenicists as his inspiration. Hitler even wrote a fan letter to American eugenicist and conservationist Madison Grant, calling his race-based book, The Passing of the Great Race, his Bible. Hitler developed a plan for mass extermination of the Jews and what he called other sub-races, as well as the handicapped, from Grant. By 1927, eugenics hit the mainstream. The so-called science was aggressively pushed through contests at schools, churches, and at state fairs. Churches competed in contests with big cash prizes to see who could best implement eugenics into their sermons. Major denominations then tell Americans that Jesus is for eugenics. That same year in the United States, more than 25 states passed forced sterilization laws, and the Supreme Court ruled in favor of brutal sterilization policies. When Hitler came to power in 1933, one of his first acts was to pass national eugenics laws, modeled after laws in the United States. The 1934 film, Tomorrow's Children, brought the eugenics agenda to the silver screen in the United States.
In the case of Miss Mason, I can see no reason for the operation that's been recommended. The girl is perfectly normal. She's hardworking and has a good reputation.
Do you know anything about her family background?
Oh, yes, Your Honor, I do.
There are several other children, aren't there?
Yes.
What is their condition?
One is a cripple. Two others might be classed as feeble-minded.
Isn't the oldest son in jail?
Well, yes, I believe so.
And knowing all that, you still contend that this girl should be allowed to bring more people like that into the world?
She's sound, Your Honor. She's not anything like the rest. Surely she should be given a chance to work out her own salvation.
I can't agree with you, Doctor. Suppose she is normal. The chances are that her children will inherit the family taint. Isn't that possible?
But, Your Honor, I...
I'm sorry, Doctor. Three generations of unfit are enough. Petition not allowed.
By 1936, Germany had become the world leader in eugenics for taking effective actions to sterilize and euthanize hundreds of thousands of victims. The big three of American eugenics, Davenport, Laughlin, and Goethe, were dispatched by the Rockefellers to Germany, where they advised the Nazis on the fine-tuning of their extermination system. With the strong support of the U.S. and England, Germany had gone over the edge.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
By 1936, Germany had become the world leader in eugenics for taking effective actions to sterilize and euthanize hundreds of thousands of victims. The big three of American eugenics, Davenport, Laughlin, and Goethe, were dispatched by the Rockefellers to Germany, where they advised the Nazis on the fine-tuning of their extermination system. With the strong support of the U.S. and England, Germany had gone over the edge, and tens of millions would pay with their lives. At the end of the war, the Allies protected from prosecution the very Nazi scientist that had tortured thousands of people to death. The Nazi brand of eugenics had embarrassed the elites, but they had no intention of stopping their plans. The Allies literally fought with each other over who would get top Nazi eugenicist. It didn't matter if the SS doctors had tortured tens of thousands to death. They were free to go. The Angel of Death, Joseph Mengele, and his boss, Otmar von Werscher, were not prosecuted, and von Werscher even continued his work in Germany after the war. Eugenicists were angry that their great work had been exposed. They then scrambled to camouflage their agenda. Eugenics Quarterly became Social Biology. The American Birth Control League became Planned Parenthood. New terms like transhumanism, population control, sustainability, conservation, and environmentalism replaced racial hygiene and social Darwinism. Many eugenicists of the previous period engaged in what they called crypto-eugenics. Purposefully taking their eugenics beliefs underground, they became highly respected anthropologists, biologists, and geneticists in the post-war world. The Allies then smuggled thousands of Nazi scientists out of Germany and placed them in key scientific positions, ranging from bioweapons to rocketry throughout the military-industrial complex. The founder of IBM was a devout follower of Hitler.
Thomas J. Watson had supplied his punch card computers and IBM technicians to the Nazis for use in the death camps. Tattoos on camp victims were IBM human identification numbers, which fed into the computers. IBM had used similar punch card systems as early as 1928 in a Jamaican race mixing study. The first real computers were literally invented by a eugenicist for eugenics. UN chieftain and unrepentant eugenicist Julian Huxley argued that since the leaders of eugenics had founded the environmental and conservation movements, that they should be used as vehicles in the formation of a world government. Just as H.G. Wells had envisioned, this government would be controlled by a scientific dictatorship and would be guided by the principles of eugenics. Huxley created the World Wildlife Fund with Bilderberg founder and former SS officer Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands and Prince Philip of England.
In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Prince Philip, reported by Deutsche Press Agentur, DPA, August 1988.
Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World and brother of Julian Huxley, gave a speech at Berkeley in 1962, shortly before his death. He admitted that his best-selling book, Brave New World, written in 1932, was based not on fiction, but on what the elite were actually planning to implement.
And here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently in George Orwell's book 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms in the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. That if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being. Well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. And these methods, I think, are a real refinement on the older methods of terror, because they combine methods of terror with methods of acceptance. But then there are the various other methods which one can think of. There is, for example, the pharmacological method. This was one of the things I talked about in Brave New World. And the result would be that, you can imagine a euphoric which would make people thoroughly happy even in the most abominable circumstances. These things are possible.
The elite have left a massive wave of destruction behind them as they cold-bloodedly experiment on civilian populations as if we are lab rats. A string of congressional investigations has uncovered more than 20,000 secret tests that were carried out against the American people between 1910 and 2000. One well-known eugenics study, the Tuskegee Syphilis Project, killed hundreds of blacks and spanned 40 years until whistleblowers exposed it in 1972. From 1943 until present, the British have tested lethal nerve gas on their own personnel, on land, air, and sea. Many died instantly. Still others died grueling deaths over several years. The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects. Pregnant wives of GIs were given vitamins by base doctors that actually consisted of highly radioactive uranium-239 and plutonium-241, resulting in violent miscarriages and the death of the mothers. Soldiers, sailors, and Marines were used as guinea pigs in hundreds of atomic and hydrogen bomb tests. Patriotic Americans were radiated side by side with lab animals. Pilots were forced to repeatedly fly through mushroom clouds of DNA-destroying radiation. From 1951 to 1961, the U.S. Army paid Israel's health ministry 3 million lira to conduct radiation testing on Sephardic children that immigrated to Israel. The government-run public schools would tell the children that they were going to get a medical checkup and that they were receiving an X-ray. The Pentagon had already radiated more than 4,000 institutionalized children in the United States, many of which had died. More than 110,000 of the darker-skinned Jews were given 35,000 times the maximum dose of X-rays to the head repeatedly. Many of the children died within months. All of them lost their hair. Some still live today and endure excruciating health problems. The covert testing of chemical, biological, and radiological agents on unsuspecting populations continues worldwide today. From 1940 to 1979, the vast majority of the British population was sprayed by aircraft more than 2,000 times.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.